We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back. Later in the this hour, we're going to deal with Vegas. Because Vegas numbers are changing. Mm-hmm. You know what else we got coming up?
What?
The mystery of Veterans Stadium. Ruben Amaro is part of the 93 Phillies team, and a lot of them, we have lost a lot of very good people, very young, because of cancer. A lot of brain cancer. Was there something going on at the vet?
Mm-hmm.
Rube's going to take us through what the members of that team, that beloved team, are saying now that they've lost another great member. It's so sad.
Yeah.
But on the line with us right now, I just want to start out by reading something. And I want you to understand.
Mm-hmm.
When Ruben Frank's observations come out over the weekend,
yes,
it is one of the best reads every week for you. It's on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Love it.
It's filled with fascinating little statistics.
On all sports.
Insights and all. But every once in a while, he'll do something that's annoying.
Yeah.
And I'll give you an example. I will read to you item number 5 that came out on his column over the weekend. He said, it's still 6 months away, but I really think Carson Wentz will get a mixed reaction when he plays at the Link in November. I know there's a school of thought that he'll be booed mercilessly by everybody. But I do think there's a significant percentage of Eagle fans that can appreciate what he did in 2017. 9 straight wins, an 11-2 record, a franchise record, 33 touchdowns to only 7 INTs, a 101.9 passer rating. Simply, if Wentz doesn't have an MVP-caliber season, there is no Super Bowl, there is no parade, there is no Nick Foles statue.
Mm-hmm.
I know it got ugly at the end. I don't like the way he behaved either. But to me, what he did in 2017 takes precedence over everything. And November 10th will be a chance for Eagle fans to show their appreciation. I hope they do.
Hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, from NBC Sports Philadelphia, Ruben Frank. Hi, Rube.
Are you sure I wrote that?
You wrote it. And Rube, here's the thing, all right? Because I know you, and you've also done this line of work quite a bit. You knew when you were writing that you were going to be annoying some people, right?
Everything I write annoys people.
This is true, Rube. You do. It's amazing.
All right, but Rube, didn't we show our appreciation for that at the parade by buying the jerseys? Don't we now need to make a statement about the way he ended things here?
I don't think so. I think it's a unique opportunity to show that people appreciate everything he did in 17. And I think that's more important than what happened at the end. I mean, to me, who cares? It's over. He acted like a baby. We all understand that. But when we write the Carson Wentz chapter in Eagles history, what are we going to talk about? Are we going to talk about the way he went out at the end after they drafted Jalen Hurts? Or are we going to talk about what he did in 17? So, you know, to me, the one really outweighs the other.
All right, Rube, I'm going to ask you a question that I promise you will annoy the hell out of Al Morgan. Because I have asked it obsessively for 4 years. But I really value your opinion. Wentz doesn't get hurt. Did they win the Super Bowl that year?
I would guess no.
Ah, then there's no way I'm cheering up. What are you, Yeah, see, that's the correct answer. It worked perfectly that we brought in a guy who knew how to take us to the finish line. Now you want me to honor the guy that wouldn't have done it anyway?
Exactly. Because, you know what? I think it worked out perfectly. They don't win the Super Bowl if Nick played all year, and they don't win the Super Bowl if Carson played all year. That's the beauty of that season.
Right.
It was a team effort. It was a collaborative effort. And it doesn't happen without both those guys doing exactly what they did, exactly when they did it. And that's what makes it so unique. You know, we didn't have a Hall of Fame quarterback that year. We didn't have a Drew Brees or a Roethlisberger to win a Super Bowl. We did it as a team. Did it as a group.
You know why I think it's hard to kind of expect that that'll happen? Because of it. First of all, it's too short of a period. It's been 2 years since he did what he did here, which was very ugly, and we all know how it ended. and very ugly the way it ended in Indianapolis. I mean, there's a lot that people can say that, well, it's just Philadelphia fans. But by the end, they couldn't stand him either. And I think if we're talking about 5 years from now, people may be able to reflect. I think it's just too soon of how he's flamed out two straight places.
Oh, I didn't say I expect it.
Okay, good. All right.
did it surprise you that things went bad there so fast?
It did. It did because he actually played pretty well for much of the year. I mean, he had a pretty good season up until those last two games against the Raiders and Jaguars. But, you know, I mean, he's a strange guy because, you know, he just doesn't, you know, he doesn't respond to the situation. Like, Nick is the exact opposite. Nick responds to the situation. Carson doesn't. But that doesn't take away from, you know, from that 13-game stretch where he played as well as any quarterback ever has in Eagles history. Mm-hmm. So it didn't surprise me just because that's in his DNA. But, you know, that doesn't eliminate what he did in 17.
I want to play something for you. They did a news conference when Troy Aikman and Joe Buck, like last week after the schedule came out, they were talking about all the games they're going to be doing on the ESPN Monday Night Football. And one of them will be where the Eagles face the Commanders. I guess that one is going to be here, right, Rhea? That's the one here in November, November 14th, I think it is. And here's what he said about Wentz and where he is in his career right now.
This is probably his last opportunity, you know, just being blunt about it to prove that he can be a franchise quarterback in the NFL. So I'm hopeful that he's able to take advantage of that. Looking forward to that matchup between those two teams. But this is kind of a defining season, I think, for Carson Wentz and what his future is going to look like.
Amazing, isn't it? Well, we thought he was going to be a superstar for at least another decade when he won in 17. Isn't it amazing the way that turned out, Rube?
Yeah, it really is. And I don't think any of us saw this coming, but Troy's right. I mean, he's not a kid anymore. He's going to be 30. I think he's going to be 30 this year. So, he's going to run out of teams. And, you know, Washington certainly isn't the place where you want to be if you're trying to, you know, save your career.
100%. All right, Rube, one other thing. You got a chance to look at that schedule. Pretty impressive for the Eagles, right? That's a very favorable schedule in your eyes.
Yeah, I like the fact that those first four games are going to really, you know, they haven't gotten off to a good start since 2017. Wow. So, you know, the last 3 years, they've really had to scramble, or the last three times they made the playoffs, 18, 19, and last year, they've been 5-7 or 2-5 or something. They just haven't gotten off to a good start in 5 years. So I think those first four games are really going to give them a chance to, you know, to kind of build up a head of steam and some momentum and some confidence going into the, you know, the tougher parts of the schedule. And I think it's going to really, really kind of play in their favor. I think this is an 11-win team. I really do. I'll be surprised if they don't go out there and improve by a couple games next year. I think they've really gotten better at a lot of key spots, receiver, D-line, linebacker. And, you know, you just hope that the coach and the quarterback do the same.
Rube, just one last thing. You just said 11 wins, and I'm kind of right in the same boat with you. Vegas, in most of Vegas betting sites, it's still 8.5 over-under for the Eagles. Is that not a steal? Am I missing something here?
I do not give gambling advice.
You do not. All right. Well, but the 11 wins was gambling advice for me because that's 11, over.
11 is considerably more than 8.5. So
there you go.
You do know those stats, Ruben Frank. Rube, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.